This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome back to the show Howard Balzer, who publishes the All Cardinals site on SI.com and is also host of the weekly Hall of Fame radio show on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Howard, your initial reaction to J.J. Watt choosing the Cardinals over what we'd heard was potentially a dozen NFL teams.
Yeah, it was surprise. I think it took a lot of people in Arizona by surprise that it was kept under the radar that much. But, you know, when you start looking at it and you see, you know, DeAndre Hopkins certainly went on social media recently and was kind of encouraging it. And I think just J.J. talking about Michael Bidwell and Steve Keim, when he mentioned Steve, he was talking about Steve Keim, the general manager. They can be very persuasive guys. And I'm going to suspect, I mean, we don't know the breakdown of the contract yet in terms of how it's structured. We don't know what other teams offered. But I think these guys came after him with a full court press, and they're very personable. They're very persuasive. They feel very strongly about what they're building here in Arizona. And I think that was a big part, I would guess, of why J.J. Watt decided to come to the Cardinals, because he truly, you know, it's one thing about getting the contract. It's another thing of truly feeling wanted and feeling that the team is doing all it can to try to build a champion. And so I think obviously there are other teams that have had deep playoff runs in recent seasons. The Cardinals haven't done that, but I think part of it could be, too, that he was looking for the challenge to help this team take that next step, which it looked like they were taking at one point last season, had a bad end of the season, and now they feel that they know what they have to do, they feel, to be able to get back to where they were at one point and to be able to maintain it and to get into the postseason.
Yes, you can tell J.J. Watt over and over how much he would be a great addition, not only his attitude and his 10 years, his individual hardware, three-time defensive player of the year, certainly the sacks, pairing him with Chandler Jones on that D-line. But in terms of the big picture for the Cardinals, what are the selling points? If he wants to play for a contender, what do you tell him, Howard?
Well, they were a contender last year. Now, I'm not going to go so far and say they were a contender for a championship, but we also know, Amy, that when you're in the NFL, if you get into the playoffs, then anything can happen. Mm-hmm. And they were a contender when they were sitting at 6-3 last year. And so I think they pointed to that. They looked and said, hey, we know where we fell down in that last part of the season, and we feel you can be a piece of that to improve it. And I think also this team is building a pretty good defense. And you mentioned pairing him with Chandler Jones. You know, the Cardinals play a 3-4 just like the Texans played. And J.J. is one of those guys who can play on the line in a 3-4 and still get pressure on the quarterback, but also help against the run, which is an area where the Cardinals need to get better at. And so he can do what he does on the line, and then Chandler Jones and the other guys on the edge behind him in that linebacker group can start to make things happen even better, they believe, with J.J. Watt in front of him, with Marcus Golden, who they brought in last year. We'll see if he re-signs. Hassan Reddick, we'll see if he re-signs. Of course, Isaiah Simmons, who they expect to take a big step in year two. So I think, you know, a combination of all those things are I would have to say, is what they convinced that J.J. Watt felt, hey, yeah, this is a team on the rise, and I want to be a part of that.
What happened at the end of last season?
Oh, there's a lot of reasons, like with everything. When you win, there's a lot of reasons. When you lose, there's a lot of reasons. And, you know, obviously they had some tough losses. I think part of it was Kyler Murray suffering some injuries, which rendered him not as effective as he had been in those first nine games. He didn't run as much. There weren't as many design runs. I think that affected the offense. They played against some tough defenses. I think they know they need to improve the interior of the offensive line. I mean, they were 8-6 going into the last two games and lost games that were winnable against the 49ers and the Rams, and they just didn't match up well in those games with those two teams in the trenches on both the offensive and defensive line. And I think that's, you know, that's a big part of what they're doing here with J.J. Watt adding to that defensive line to be able to compete against these teams in the division. Because obviously, Amy, you can't have a chance at the championship in the league unless you do well in your division. And this is one of the tough, best divisions in the NFL, and they know they have to find a way to beat those teams to be able to get into the postseason.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Howard Balzer is with us from the Desert All Cardinals website on SI.com. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. And even as you talk about the Cardinals being a contender, yeah, if they're in a different division, we'll pick on the NFC East for a second. They win that division probably going away, but that's not where they are. They're in the West, and you can't expect that San Francisco will have another year with as many injured players as it did last season. We know that Pete Carroll and the Seahawks are always a contender because he is a maniacal coach. But just in general, you're talking about a division that's really difficult with the Rams, as you pointed out. And so I gotta imagine that this is going to be a great challenge for the defense. But in just overall, if you wanted to take the easy route, I guess this was not it.
No, you're 100% right about that. And that's, you know, it's a tough road in this division. And it's interesting, you mentioned the NFC East. Obviously, they're not in that division, but four of the Cardinals' eight wins came against, you know, they swept the NFC East. And so they're not going to have that fortune this year to play in a different division. So it's going to be a challenge. There's no question. They have a lot of other challenges too. You know, with a bunch of players, I mentioned Hassan Reddick, Marcus Golden, Kenyon Drake, Patrick Peterson, is Larry Fitzgerald coming back? All those players are scheduled to be unrestricted free agents. And they don't have a lot of cap room. So they're going to have a challenge in terms of how they're going to put this roster together in the offseason. And there'll be other things they can do to save money against the cap, which I suspect will happen in the next couple of weeks. But they've got a lot of work ahead of them. Mm. And we know how tough it is in the NFL to begin with, much less to be in a division as good as the NFC West.
It's interesting because I don't know if you'd asked an average fan, what was their greatest need, that anyone would have pointed to their defensive line, right? But they get the superstar, and as you point out, it's a tough division. Your defense is so important. How would you rank their other immediate needs as you're talking about what they need to do in the offseason, Howard?
Well, I'll say first on the defensive line, they had games, Amy, last year because of injuries and a lot of other factors. They had games where they only dressed four defensive linemen, only had that many guys practicing during the week. And there were times when they didn't even have a defensive lineman on the field. They were playing six linebackers at one time in certain formations. So they definitely needed improvement there. But aside from that, I mentioned earlier, interior offensive line and in the back end of the defense. We don't know if Patrick Peterson is coming back. If he doesn't, the Cardinals, even with him coming back, they need help at corner. And in the secondary, except for Buda Baker, they had a lot of injuries last year, so they have to upgrade there. I think they need another wide receiver opposite DeAndre Hopkins. You know, they didn't get the play out of Christian Kirk consistently that they thought they would have. So, you know, those are all different positions and different areas that they need to be better, and it has to be throughout the entire roster, and they have to be more consistent. They beat themselves, as a lot of teams do when you lose, with penalties, pre-snap penalties, inconsistency. When that offense was humming, it was one of the better offenses in the NFL. Mm. But when it wasn't humming, they just couldn't do anything. I mean, those last two games of the year, as I mentioned, against the 49ers, I'm trying to remember, they scored 12 points, and I think it was 7 against the Rams. So you're not going to win games, obviously, in this league scoring that few points, especially a team that was, you know, had a bunch of games where they scored 30 or more, but in key games they just weren't able to get it done offensively when they really needed to.
Yes, Kyler Murray was injured. How much development did you see from him when he was on the field last season, Howard?
There was some very good development. There were some inconsistencies. There were some, you know, throws that he forced. But there was definitely a big jump from year one to year two. Now they're expecting that from year two to year three, even though I went on my site today and suggested that the Cardinals see, hey, let's see if we can make a deal for Deshaun Watson. That would really improve this team. And nothing against Kyler, but say, hey, you want Kyler? Bring him back to Texas. That's where he played all his football in high school and college. But I know it's a flight of fancy, but if he's back, they expect him to take another big jump in year three, and knowing that's going to, you know, to produce probably another big contract. But still, he has to be more consistent throwing the football and not making those mistakes at key times. But at the end of the year, he wasn't running as much because of the injuries, and that still is a concern. He's not a big guy. He's 5'10", and it's not just the height, but, you know, they weren't major injuries, but they were enough to really affect him, I think, in that last part of the year. So they have to have that protection on the line, because I'll tell you something. There were games, Amy, where he was under siege almost as much as Patrick Mahomes was under siege in the Super Bowl. And as we saw there, even a guy as great as Patrick Mahomes can't get the job done unless he has that protection from his offensive line. And that's what has to continue to get better for the Cardinals.
Howard, you're a troublemaker. So just about 30 seconds before I let you go, I know you're a Hall of Fame selector. You host the radio show on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Now that we've seen the list revealed, heard from some other selectors that it was a really difficult choice, but how do you like the 21 class?
I like it a lot, and it was difficult. It's difficult every year, and I think one of the things that makes it hard is when you have so many quality first-time eligible guys, and they took up three of the five spots. So that's tough for all the other guys who have been waiting and waiting and waiting and have to wait again, only two other players besides the first-time eligibles. But it was good that John Lynch got in his eighth year as a finalist, Alan Faneca in his fifth year as a finalist. I think Tony Boselli will probably come in next year. But it was a very good class. But like I said, it's always tough when you have guys like Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson, Calvin Johnson. It's very difficult for everybody else to get their due.
Howard Balzer on Twitter at HBalzer721, and he's the publisher of the Cardinal site on SI.com. Also has the weekly Hall of Fame radio show on Sirius XM NFL Radio. We're always glad to have you from the desert. Busy day, Howard. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
My pleasure, Amy. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.